Screwed. The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman. In memory of Carl T. Hartman, the world's best dad and the finest human being I've ever known, 1928 to 2006. Forward by Mark Crispin Miller. Here's a bit of wisdom on which left and right can easily agree. If you let things go, you'll have to pay for it eventually. And the longer you don't deal with it, the more you'll have to pay. Wait long enough and you'll pay dearly, when you could have done the right thing all along, and at little cost. Take the planet, for example. As every reasonable person and or group will now admit, this Earth has been gradually heating up since heavy industry began to blacken and enrich the West not long after our founding revolution. And now, that trend, for years denied, has started to accelerate, with ever larger chunks of polar permafrost dissolving into sea, polar bears and penguins vanishing, floodwaters rising everywhere, and the weather going mad. Although for decades the danger was strenuously veiled by lots of corporate and religious propaganda, it's now a major story, sold dramatically by Time, CNN, and Hollywood, and an issue of increasing worry even to Shell Oil, General Motors, and a sizable network of rational evangelicals. If we had been allowed to face the facts not long ago, when scientists first started trying to talk about them, we might not be wondering now how many species have a future here. Global warming is, at last, a major story, as an overt catastrophe must always be a major story. When it is actually upon us, first of all, there's no denying it, unless you're working in the Bush administration.